On the day of Pentecost, when they all gathered together in one place, there they were in one place gathered together, and suddenly there was the rush of a mighty wind that filled the room, and fire as divided tongues appeared among them on each of their heads, and they began to speak in languages about God's deeds of power as the Spirit gave them ability, and they were all able to speak about these wonderful deeds of God. There were people that were there who spoke all different kinds of languages, and as they heard these words, they were surprised, and some of them said to one another, "What is this? What can this possibly be? How can we understand them? Aren't they all Galileans? And yet we understand what they're saying to us in our own native language. How can this be?" But others just jeered at them and made fun of them and said, "Oh, please, they're just drunk. That's all it is." And Peter stood up among the 11 and said, "It's not what you suppose. They are not drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning." And then Peter went on to remind them what the prophet Joel said. The prophet Joel said, "In those days God declares that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young shall see visions. Your elders shall dream dreams. I will pour out my Spirit even upon my servants, both men and women, and they will prophesy. And then I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below. There will be wind and fire. The sun will turn dark and the moon will turn to blood. And everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the living and Spirit-filled word of God. Thanks be to God." Confirmands. Yeah, thank you for answering me. And congregation, on this day of Pentecost, when we remember Pentecost power and the power of the Holy Spirit that is at work in our lives and in our world, I pray that you never doubt it. I pray that you never doubt that the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of God to do marvelous and wonderful things in your life and in your world is present here and now and in this space, is present in your life so that you can see visions. Visions of a world not the way that it is, but visions of a world where God's reign of justice and mercy, where peace and compassion reign and not hate and fear and violence and oppression. I pray, confirmation class and congregation, that you will dare to dream dreams, dreams that are bigger than our imagination can hold, dreams that will lead us into new futures and new realities that we couldn't even have imagined without the power of God's Spirit at work in our hearts. When I was your age, I sat where you are, and I had this dream. I had this dream when I sat exactly in your space. And the dream was that someday I would be just like my pastor. That someday I would be standing in front of a confirmation class saying God's prayer of blessing upon them. Dare to dream dreams in the name of God who created you supremely. There was supposed to be joy in that. I pray that you dare to see visions of a new and better world, that you have the courage to make it happen, and that you have the faith to dream dreams bigger than this world has to offer. In the name of the God who has created every one of you, supremely